how does someone go from being depressed, suicidal, to writing a book about magnetic confidence? Like, what's the process that you have had to go through to become that person?
Mm-hmm. The biggest thing I'll say right now, and a lot of people are doing this, and it's happening a lot because there's all these accounts coming out, positivity, mindset, da da. Don't paint positivity over pain. Don't do it. So many people are painting positivity on themselves, and they're not at that step yet. It's okay. And one thing that really resonated with me when I was receiving my coaching, when I was in my process, is sometimes it's okay to not be okay. We must embrace the darkness in us. That's the only way we'll overcome it. Yeah. If what we resist persists. And the more we resist it, it's just gonna, and also when we're resisting it, we're typically ashamed of it in some way. We don't wanna admit it, so we're pushing it down. Well, secrecy breeds shame. So by you trying to keep it a secret and shoving it down, you're actually compounding the darkness. It's just growing and festering.
It's like a balloon. Pushing down the water, sooner or later it's gonna blow up.
You know? Yeah, and it's about finding the beauty in the contrast, and that's with everything. We're talking about haters, same thing. It's the beauty in the contrast. It's life. Everything has contrast. Light cannot exist without darkness. So don't paint on positivity over pain, because it's just gonna rear its head again and keep rearing its head until you deal with it. A lot of us don't want to deal with it, and on. One thing I love doing is shadow work. And I learned this from one of my coaches, Jenna Phillips Ballard. She does a lot of shadow work. And she is one of the main reasons or catalyst for my transformation. It was her center. And
how did you get in touch with, like, what was the step to, like, I need help, I need to change?
It just honestly came one day, and it was like, I was at this point where I was just like kind of throwing in the towel. I was just really lost. I didn't feel purpose and meaning. I didn't feel fulfillment. And one day my best friend says, hey, and I'd met Jenna, it's her center. And my best friend goes, hey, remember Jenna, you met her? Well, they're doing this leadership course. It's 4 months and it's all about, you know, leadership and, you know, mindset. You know, you grew up with this stuff with your dad. Like, do you want to just do it? And I'm like, why not? I was at this point of like, why not? I'll give anything a shot at this point. So I was at that point where it was like, so why not? I jumped in. I did not know what I was getting myself into. I remember wanting to book it out of the door because I was just like, what in the heck is Bob? Like, what is this? And it ended up being an incredibly powerful transformational experience for me. And I have not looked back since. I've been on the journey ever since that experience. So